When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
2024, New York Met. Jose Iglesias, also known as Candelita.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Will
right.
be at Boomer and Geo Live.
Oh, my God.
Performing this song, Oh, My God, live at the Paramount with his dancers.
Oh, my God.
And on top of that, he will be there with the meet and greet with us. So he is going to take part in the meet and greet. So those who buy the VIP tickets and have bought the VIP tickets already, and there are still tickets available, VIP tickets available on Ticketmaster.com, will not only get the gifts that we have for you, the pictures that we have for you, meeting all of us, me, Boomer, Eddie, Al, Jerry, but you'll also get an opportunity to have a meet and greet with Jose Iglesias
oh
after
God.
The show as well. So this is really, really cool. This is
oh,
awesome.
My God!
I can't wait. So,
oh, my God.
So make sure, by the way, you know, you go to Ticketmaster and go to Boomer and Geo Live. There's a lot of these other sites
oh my
that
God.
Are doing the resale stuff.
Yeah.
So make sure you go there and get your tickets. And it's just going to be insane. It's going to be great. And I can't think of a better way. And I understand Yankee fans out there might not like it as much, but I don't care if you're a Met or a Yankee fan. Jose Iglesias and that song.
It's one of the great stories, really. And you think about his career path.
Right.
And all of a sudden the Mets, you know, convince him to go down to the minors. And look, and if there's an opportunity to bring you up, we're going to bring you up. They brought him up and he ignited a franchise. He was one of the reasons why the franchise was able to do what it did. And it everybody embraced it. Everybody.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to have a chance to see him in full action. I mean, this song got so big and so popular that Pitbull, one of the global pop artists out there, did a remix with Candelita, Jose Iglesias on Oh My God. So he'll be there, and he's going to do the full performance of the song with his dancers and be a part of the meet and greet November 22nd, Boomer and Geo Live, Friday night at the Paramount. In addition to...
Now I feel like I got to really dress up.
Yeah, I already have my Shinesty suit, actually.
I'm sure you do.
I've got my Shinesty Thanksgiving suit. It's not just Ball Hammock Pouch Underwear, presenting sponsor. They also make these great suits, and I had... one of the yellow suits on for the last Boomer and Geo Live with Cheese. I had the American flag suit on for the kickoff to summer, so I've got a Thanksgiving-themed suit from Shinesty for this one. So in addition to everything that we have going on that night, we can also tell you that two former New York Islanders will be there, and Josh Bailey and Cal Clutterbuck. We're not going to tell you what they're doing, but they're going to be doing something very, very fun with an employee here at WFAN. They will be there as well. Other special guests that we'll keep for that night so people can be surprised and have some fun. But in addition to all of that, the show will close with Oh My God by Jose Iglesias. New York Mets infielder and obviously Latin pop star Candelita.
Yeah, you know what I see? I see a lot of us having a good time that night.
Oh my goodness.
And that last part of it, I could see the entire audience standing and dancing.
Oh my goodness.
Just being happy like we are here this morning.
I can't. I'm getting chills, legitimate chills thinking about that.
Like, oh my God.
Like, seriously. I mean, just, and I know they didn't win the World Series and people could roll their eyes, whatever. I don't care. But that was a special, special season, and he was a big part of it. And that song now will forever remind me of good memories. Forever.
Yeah.
And to have him come up from Miami in the offseason to perform this and be a part of Boomer and Geo Live with his whole dancers and the whole performance to end the show, to send people out of the Paramount that night after a great Boomer and Geo Live, singing the song, big smile on the face, all of us up on stage. It doesn't get any better.
So, you know, when I ride my bike, I usually have my playlist with me, and I will tell you that this and, One Margarita are right there at the top of the playlist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gives me inspiration, makes me feel good.
Yeah, and when you're... Also, when you're playing golf, I know that
yes, it is.
It comes out of the cart as well, the Oh My God. So, yeah, so we'd still have Tickets available, regular tickets, and also the VIP tickets, where you get the whole VIP experience and the meet and greet along with Jose Iglesias. So those who bought the VIP meet and greet tickets already, you get a special treat on top of it. And if you haven't yet, there are the VIP tickets available. Ticketmaster.com, Boomer and Geo Live. You go in there, and now you know what you're getting. So I'm excited for this. I'm excited for all of these. They've been so much fun. I mean, even Al, I remember, I got to say, I never even really shared this moment on the air. But I remember after the Paramount Boomer and Geo Live, you know, I don't have a lot of emotional moments with Al, very few.
Are we going to share our emotions now?
But I will say, it was after that show that we had at the Paramount, we were down at the Founders Room, and Al looked at me, he goes, you know, that was awesome. And he never says things like that.
Yeah, other than staying home is awesome, like I love to be home, but that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I was like, man, if he had a great time here on Long Island doing extra work, then that means it was special. And I always remembered that.
Yeah, because I hate everything.
Yeah, I know. We know. So it was great. So you're gonna love this show, and it's going to be tremendous. And as long as Tom Izzo doesn't take the tequila out of all our bottles and fill it up with water.
Oh, man. Fun
because
police.
He's, yeah, fun police, Tom Izzo, digital maven.
Yeah, and you would think, you know, given who he is and what he does and how he does it, that he'd want us to be a little bit loose.
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
I think so, right?
Yeah, just not, you know, not over the top, but, you know, a little
bit. Oh, no. We don't go over the top.
No. Never do anything over the top like that.
But, not at all.
It'll be great. I do remember prior to that show, you know, I went down to see my wife and friends in the Founders Room, and you came down with me, and Gina goes, you know, let's do a shot together. I was like, you know, like, we've had enough. Like, let's not do a shot, whatever. Let's just not do it. And you hung around, took some more pictures. I went backstage to work on some stuff, and you came up the stairs. I just did a shot with your wife. I was like, Gina, I told you no more shots for Boomer. No more.
I mean, I think you got to get into the moment. That's the way I look at it.
Of course. Absolutely. You got to get into it. So, it's going to be here before you know it.
Like my roots on Long Island, you know, going out to Hutley's,
yeah,
the OBI, man, we were doing Boilermakers, we were doing shots, we were doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying that, you know, this is what you kids out there should
do. No.
This is
no,
what
no.
I was doing.
Right.
And when I get into that Founders Club and I get to that bar and I see all these Long Islanders around,
they just bring out the
Long Island in me.
Yeah. I mean, that South Shore just starts oozing out of your pores. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't control it.
And I don't want to control. I do not want to control
it. Who wants to control that?
It's like when you went fishing with Dave and Chris this past week.
That's right. A couple of your high school buddies.
That's
leech
right.
Spot.
And, you know, and that's fine. It's a leech spot. But, you know, you had fun and, you know, you went back to your roots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
I mean, you had a really nice boat, but, like, back in the day, we didn't have that kind of boat. We had, like, an old wooden clam boat.
Yeah. You're true. But he still lives on the South Shore, had a ton of success in his life, and decided to stay there, keep his boat in his backyard. So right.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Still there with his roots, and it's right there. Bang, you're right out into the
How's
bay.
How's his surf park coming?
You know, we didn't talk much about it. I think it's coming along great. The last time I talked to him, he said things were awesome. I didn't, you know, when you're fishing out there, sometimes you just focused on the fishing, you know?
I mean, when you're fishing out there, it's like you and two guys out there, you're not talking to each other?
No, you don't really, you don't do a ton of talking. I got to be honest with you. It's like there's a comedian that said, like, you know, it's like I went golfing. Same thing with golfing sometimes. Like, you don't, like, you're...
Well, you don't talk on the golf course.
Right.
You are locked in. Like,
yeah, very.
You are, like, not fun to play golf with in that regard.
Whoa. Don't say I'm not fun to play
with.
Well,
I mean, in that regard. Like, you don't really, you are so tied into your golf ball and what's going on and how you're playing.
Well,
you don't really get involved in the conversation
right.
part of things.
Because I like to only have that singular focus. That's one of the reasons why I got so addicted to the games. Like, all that outside noise goes away, and I'm just there with friends, and I don't have to answer a ton of questions or whatever. So same thing with the fishing. But there was a comedian was like, yeah, you know, I went out golfing with my buddy Rick, and you know, I came home, and you know, Rick had just gone through a divorce, and my wife says, oh, so how's Rick doing? Actually, I don't know. Well, weren't you with him for 4 hours? Yeah. We were golfing. Yeah, seemed fine. Was he dating anybody? I don't know. I didn't ask him. Like, well, has he talked to Susan? I don't know.
I do know that he did get a new driver, though.
Yeah, right. That was the thing. It was like, that new driver's working great for him. That's sort of what it is.
That's just the way men are.
Exactly. It's man stuff.
Exactly.
It's just man stuff. Okay. So when you're there, like think about it. You're out on the boat. You're trying to catch fish. You're thinking about, you know, catching the fish, focusing. You know, maybe just like a little, hey, how the kids doing? What's going on? A little bit of that. But you're there. Like, the last thing you want is someone yapping.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And you really don't want that on the golf course either.
No. You want to be around your friends. And like today, I got three guys I'm playing with today that just are the perfect guys to play with. It's just awesome, you know. And you don't get, you know, you don't get someone.
I was wondering why you were dressed up today.
Well, I put on my K-Juice Boomer Esiason Foundation Due Process shirt today, which is tremendous.
Yes, it is.
Love this thing. But yeah, I'm all in. Let's go to Andrew and Islip. What's going on? Oh, hold on, Richie. I will get right to you. I just want to go to Andrew first. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, GL? I just found out Jose Iglesias is going to be there, and now my girlfriend's mad to be put out behind the VIP ticket.
Well, I mean, you could. I think there's still the VIP tickets available, and you could put up on the verified resale your original tickets and then get the VIP tickets, and then maybe that's how you solve that problem.
So I'm going on like StubHub or SeatGeek or whatever, and nothing's listed as VIP though.
Maybe that's because their resale is not the VIP. Like no one's reselling their VIP. Let me see if we still have some of those available right now. As I go on to the site, see, I'm just right here on Ticketmaster. So if we go right here,
Ticketmaster. Well, stupid me. I didn't even think to call try Ticketmaster.
Yeah,
I only check StubHub, SeatGeek, all that crap, you know.
So hey, there are VIP tickets available. There's a few in the balcony, like the front rows of the balcony. You can get them.
Okay.
I see at least four of them right now. So if you wanna try that, so yeah, just go in the balconies. Like if you go down in the front, you won't see those. If you go into the balcony, you can find the VIP tickets there on Ticketmaster. So just go to Ticketmaster, type in Boomer and Geo, it'll come right up because that's really the main site that the Paramount works with to get the tickets. So good luck, all right?
Yeah, that's what I did the first day. Thank you very much. My girlfriend, me and Alicia will be there. Can't wait to see you guys.
Awesome, and we hope that you do get that meet and greet part of it and get to...
See, that's the biggest misnomer about this, and I tell my friends all the time, like, you know, most of our guys, our listeners are guys that are sports guys, but we have a ton of female listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Who love sports just as much as their boyfriends, their husbands, or whoever they're with, you know, and they just love this. Watching Met and Yankee games, the amount of like women with jerseys on and hats,
yeah,
it's amazing how big the fan bases are that are female. So this is why, you know, Andrew better get his act together.
Oh, indeed. You know, and I do think as well, like just from a standpoint, even if you have a wife who is not into sports, we are, of all the shows on the station, more popular with the wives because we're not like whipping and warring all the way down to the core of the sports talk. You know,
yeah, there's no whipping war going on here. I'll tell you that right now.
The wives, you know, they can tolerate it a little more. You know, you don't hear like one of those things like, oh, I'm at to make them shut it off because of this and that. You know, you get a lot of wives that'll say that stupid sports talk. And with us, like, yeah, you know, you guys do talk about different things and weave in and out of other topics, so it's tolerable for a wife. Richie in Queens, what's up, Richie?
Hey, oh my God, that's awesome. You know, and I got to do this after all these years. I got a Boomer and Geo all year. You know,
there you go, Richie. Awesome, man.
I mean, look, this is from the old guy on the lawn, and you know, I've been listening forever, but you guys really, really so informative and so great. And you know, it took me a few years, but I just love everything about it. I even love Karen Stewart. I think she's the best I've ever heard.
She gets on and says,
can you believe they're doing construction at 3 p.m? I think she's awesome. My wife got into you guys, too, and she listens, and when you touch on certain subjects, especially you, Boomer, sometimes, and G also. But, yeah, you guys have really been great. So, you know, this show sounds like it's awesome. What's next, G? How about Dua Lipa? Can you get her?
Yeah,
sound like Russo on that, right?
Yeah, Dua Lipa. Yeah, very, very good, Richie. Thanks for all the kind words. No, Dua Lipa, I think, is a little bit out of our budget range. I don't know that, even though I met her father, Doogie Lipa, and we have shared some text messages, I don't believe our relationship is strong enough where he will say to his daughter, you need to do a free show for Boomer and Geo. I don't think that has happened.
How about, like, you know, Taylor Swift is our neighbor right here.
Yeah, let's get her lower.
Come by and do a song or two.
Yeah,
we support her.
Yeah.
Love her music.
Yep. Well,
I don't care about the politics or any of that stuff. I think she's an incredibly talented and influential person when it comes to, you know, her profession.
Sure.
She's great.
Yeah, so let's shooting for the stars.
Why not? Just keep going.
Dua Lipa.
Oh, my God, baby.
Yeah, now that we got Candelita.
Oh, my God.
Doing Oh My God to close the show, then, you know, maybe we'll get even bigger pop stars in the future.
Oh, my God.
What is it with people, man? It's like, you know, you announce this big thing, and they're like, that's great, but what's the next thing? Everybody does that.
Let's just get us to this thing.
This thing is great.
Yes.
It was a huge deal. We don't need to even get bigger than this. This is as big as it gets. Jose Iglesias, a part of Boomer and Geo Live, singing Oh My God with his dancers and part of the VIP meet and greet November 22nd at the Paramount. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.